Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sports, and it is the eve of International Women's Day today. And as always, we're lucky to be joined on the line by one of the most important women in the St Albans Hertfordshire region. It is the head coach, director of netball for the Saracens Mavericks. She also is heavily involved in the England Red Roses infrastructure. It is the phenomenal Kat Ratnapala. Welcome back, Kat. How are you doing?
What an introduction. Thank you, Tony. Really well, thank you.
I meant, we're lucky today. We've got Sally Goodall on the show, and I mentioned a few of her credentials. And all I do, honestly, all I do, Kat, is state the facts. But there we go. Just really quickly before we drill into the start of the season for the Mavs and the build-up today of the return fixture of Seven Stars. I want to talk about International Women's Day and obviously the role of netball in kind of growing. It's always on the growth, amazing culture at the moment. Must be fascinating and exciting. But Kat, your words at the moment to maybe people who've never got involved with sports and perhaps the hurdles that women sometimes face.
I just think generally sport gives you so much. I think being part of I was a swimmer before. I was a national swimmer when I was younger, and I moved across to netball just through school, etc. And I enjoyed the team ethics of it, the team aspects of it, of just working with other people, trying to find the common goal and making sure that you're achieving those goals. So it's given me a huge amount. I'm a 6 foot tall woman that you don't see many of us around, so actually being proud of and my height, being proud of who I am and what I look like, etc. I think netball's given me a massive part of that. And I think whatever size you are, whether you are the latter stage of your netball career and actually you wanted to get into back to netball, or whether you're in the younger end of the spectrum and you're just starting out at school, etc., there's a place for everybody in netball, and it's a really good opportunity for people to get involved in the team and just to get active and get out and play some netball and enjoy it.
You're such a great ambassador for your wonderful sport, and I think those words are very, very important. And you know, do get involved, seriously. Just we can all make those little steps to improvement, and I think that is very, very important. Talking of those little steps to improvement, I know, Kat, you're incredibly process-driven individual. And obviously, the Mavs are looking to certainly make playoffs, and who knows what's possible thereafter. How would you rate your opening few games? Seven Stars first up in Brum. On paper, looked a comprehensive victory, but you had to have a few fairly harsh words, I think, after the first quarter.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a big atmosphere. Birmingham was a massive opening game for us. Stars were a little bit unknown to start off with. So we were going in a little bit blind. We haven't done a huge amount of work on Stars. They haven't had all of their squad together for pre-season. And we stepped out in front of 9,200 people.
Wow.
So what an amazing opportunity for these players to come through. We had Aaliyah, who's one of our 18-year-olds that's come through our Mavericks pathway. She was part of our squad of 10 that arrived on the game. And we went out and to be honest, we were finding our feet in that first quarter. And yes, I told them that it wasn't good enough and we can't be here, you know, enjoying the moment and not take this opportunity by the hand. And we came out firing in the second quarter and put some rights or righted some wrongs, if you like, in that second quarter. And then Stars are a very experienced and a very strong squad. So I was expecting them to come back, and they did. And it wasn't as easy as maybe the scoreline made out, but it was obviously a comfortable victory for us in the end.
Important, I think, to get the season off with a win. But just coming back, you mentioned there young Aaliyah. And also debuts for Chloe Essam. So it was great to talk to you in the preseason. Seems to me that there's a very strong core of Mavs who have got that philosophy buy-in. But these new additions, I think, could add a bit of a souchance of magic perhaps this season.
Absolutely, and we're really lucky with the players coming through the pathway. Chloe Essam was one of the University of Hertfordshire scholars. So she attended the University of Hertfordshire. As I say, Aaliyah's been with us for a number of years now through our pathway, and Sashal's Grant's done a fantastic job with the pathway players that are coming through at the moment. We've got a couple of them at Under 17 Netball Europe this weekend. So they are very busy, the pathway players. And as I say, it's a great opportunity for people to be part of our squad of 10 and obviously to get court time as well. So great to invite them into to the Mavericks family.
Awesome stuff. Now, one of the great things about your wonderful sport, and obviously great to have the support of Sky and the Vitality Super League, ever more professional, but goodness me, it is intense, isn't it? My word, games come thick and fast. After that initial victory, I think beaten finalist Wasps, you travelled to them. Two away games to start the season. That's often a tough ask. And this was a very, very tough affair. 57-53 loss. Kat, what has been learnt from that defeat?
Oh, a huge amount. And we've gone back to, not necessarily drawing board, but just gone back to ourselves and taking more accountability of ourselves on court. And I think the biggest thing is that there's nothing in that game that we couldn't have walked away with the victory, and it'd be a different, the result be a different way. I think the opportunities were definitely there for the taking, and I think for whatever reason we were holding back a little bit, and it's making sure that we do give everything out on court and we don't switch off in those 15 minutes. Netball's a game of 4:15, so it's making sure that we finish every single 15 and take it to the end. And we could just keep on pushing. The biggest thing is we've had the opportunities in that game. As I say, it was there for the taking and we didn't take the opportunities. So big lessons for us in that game. I think there's a lot of confidence that we can take, but obviously a lot of frustration as well, because we know that we're better than the performance. And when you meet WOS or any of the top teams on their best day and you're not at your best, that can be the result. So unfortunately, we need to make sure that we are better than that. And absolutely, that's what we're gunning for today.
Beaten finalists last year, Wasps, of course, they're always perennial contenders. Pretty strong acid test. And again, you ran them very close. With the, I would say, the positive out of that, sounds like that in defeat, the margins were there and that game could have gone the other way. So lots to be gained. Real quickly, you know incredibly well, Kat, that it's a squad game, it's a team focus. But just on that Wasps game, tell me a little bit about your coach's play of the match, George Fisher, and her performance.
Yeah, I think it was really tight from a player's perspective this year. And we've got a few people kind of putting their hands up and asking them to pick them at the end of the game, which is fantastic. And I think Razia Koshy, Gaz Marshall and George Fisher, all England Roses players, all definitely put their hand up to be nominated and to go forward for that game. George is very calm at the back. She is a massive target for us in that back end, and it's making sure that we're giving her the service that we need her, you know, to do so she can take turn and then send the shot the way and take the goals for us. And she took a huge amount of balls under a huge amount of pressure, and shooting stats were continually high for her. So decided to give it to her to really push on.
She'll be looking to build upon that performance today as Seven Stars come back. They're currently bottom of the league. Play 2, lost 2. Mavs currently sit in 4th. That crucial playoff spot, but it's so early in the season. Seven Stars, you mentioned, experienced outfit, a slightly enigmatic one. They'll be rather keen to make sure that they don't end or begin their season 3 defeats. Obviously, I guess, got to be mindful of that. But I know with you, Kat, it's all about control the controllables, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a really tight game against Thunder. Thunder played them, who are the top of the table at the moment, having beaten WOS and Stars. They played them last week and they had a really tight game. So I'm under no illusion today. It's going to be tough. As I mentioned before, they are a very strong squad, Stars, despite them sitting at the bottom of the table. As you say, 2 games in, it's kind of all to play for at the moment. And the tables don't really... It doesn't really matter at the moment, but it's also making sure that we are taking control of our own. And as you say, controlling the controllables is a huge thing, and making sure that we take our possession home. And we definitely got the squad to do it. It's just making sure that we're clicking at the right time and really pushing on as soon as you get those opportunities from our defensive end.
Excellent stuff. That's what we like to hear. We're going to follow your campaign, as you know. First home game of the season. I think that's nice as well. I'm sure it's pretty much going to be a sellout. But of course, if you are listening, want to get down and cheer on the Mavs and show your support, Kat, what's the best way for us to learn more, get involved?
Yeah, you can check us out on any social media pages or on our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
absolute star. Kat, always great to talk with you. Send myself and the whole team at Verum Sports best wishes to the team for today's return fixture of Seven Stars bidding for revenge. And we wish you all the best. Have a great one. And I tell you what, a great International Women's Day to one and all too as well.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thank you.